Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about italics. Have you ever found yourself questioning your use of italics in a term paper or essay? Does using italicized print worry you to the extent that you just avoid italics altogether? When exactly is the right time to use italics? This podcast will explain when it's right to use those slanted letters, and when it's best to leave them upright. There are approximately 7 instances when it is appropriate to use italics in academic writing. Italics are likely to appear in papers ranging from the arts to the sciences and will serve many different functions. To simplify things, we have defined the 4 instances of the use of italics in arts and humanities papers and the 3 instances of when to use them in the sciences. Italics in arts and humanities. Number 1. Titles. When including a title that can stand alone, it should be italicized in almost every instance. This could be the title of a book, a story, a newspaper, or even your favorite television show. It is important to remember that if a punctuation mark is included in the title, you must italicize it as well. Titles that should not be italicized are those of religious text. The Bible is not italicized, nor are the titles of the books within it. Shorter titles, such as short stories from anthology, journal articles, and episodes of television shows, cannot stand alone and thus should not be italicized. When italicizing titles in footnotes, citations, and bibliographies, remember to reference the style guide required by your professor. Number 2. Emphasis. When you really need to emphasize a word in writing, italics are the best way to do it. Italics can be used to ensure readers recognize that the word requires emphasis. The effective use of italics in this manner can add flair to writing and indicate a more poignant text. Susan yelled, "I hate economics." In this example, italics are used to illustrate Susan's loathing of economics. Without the emphasis, the sentence may not have stressed how much she truly despises the subject. A word of warning from professors at our essay editing service: always use discretion when italicizing words for the purpose of emphasis in an academic essay. Professors are often annoyed by the overuse of emphasis. Number 4. Sounds reproduced as words. If you have ever tried to write a children's book, you may have come across this italics-worthy situation. If a barrel growls and you want to present this auditory occurrence in a more immersive way, grrr might find its way into your writing. Make sure the distinction between the name of the sound and the sound itself is clear. Meow is the sound a cat makes, but the word makes no attempt at reproducing the sound. On the other hand, if you write, "Meow," went the gray barn cat, with the word meow in italics, the reproduced sound gets italicized. Number 4. Names of vehicles. When mentioning any vehicle in your academic writing, whether it be the Titanic or Apollo 13, remember to italicize its name. The exception to this rule is the brand name of vehicles. So if you are writing a paper that requires commentary concerning the Rolls-Royce that kills Merton Wilson in The Great Gatsby, leave the italics off. Italics in the sciences. There are instances in scientific and technical writing when italics are necessary. These instances may cross over in the realm of arts writing, but most often they will be seen in the context of technical writing. There are 3 common instances when italics should be used. Number 1. Words in a foreign language. When you are writing a lab report or scientific paper, and you must include a term written in a foreign language, italics are key. This is often seen in legal and medical papers in the form of Latin words. They appear quite often and should be italicized to show readers they are another language. Number 2. Introducing a term. When a new term is introduced in a scientific essay, it is commonplace to write the word in italics upon first use. When readers see the term in italics, they automatically know that this is the first time the word has been used and should therefore pay attention to its meaning. Number 3. Physical quantities and mathematical constants. When the measures of quantity or a mathematical constant are written, they should be placed in italics. A mathematical constant is the letter used to represent a particular static mathematical standard, such as: when we measured the particle velocity, v, recorded in the experiment. In this example, the v represents a constant in a mathematical equation and thus must be written in italics. When in doubt, ask for help. Should a time arise when you aren't sure when to use italics, simply refer to this article to see if your situation falls into any of the categories above. If it does, use italics. If it doesn't, it's probably best to just stick to standard font. If you're unsure, feel free to submit your document to our academic editors for a professional review. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.